The thing I find it, the radar's good and it's helpful, but I use it because you don't really want to run into anything. But actually, the chart plotter and the AIS receiver, and I'm going to put transmit in too, so people know I'm there. Honestly, that is what is more helpful than anything, because you know exactly where you are. So many boats have AIS on them. Anyone significant definitely does. You can see all those guys, and you know, on a big day that it really matters, you're out in the bigger water. There aren't going to be too many people out there that that you're not going to be able to see visually. That you need to worry about too much, and the AIS is going to give you all the bigger targets you really want to watch out for. So even without the radar, if you don't have a radar configuration, you'll want to deal with it. A really good chart plotter and AIS is about all you really need. And I just bought a Raytheon unit. My boat had outdated electronics. Slap that sucker in there. It wasn't really that hard. Put a new VHF with AIS on it, and off to the races. It's worked out pretty good. Oh, I don't have an autopilot. That my boat installing an autopilot's a pain, but that's the one thing I really miss.
Yeah, he has autopilot, so that's what it is. So yeah, AIS. That's the one that sends out your beacon, right? So. Like, we watch for ships once in a while if we're bored and the weather's kind of ucky. We'll go out to St. Clair River, and I use that Marine Tracker app. And I'm surprised at some of the smaller boats that report. You know, I got these, you know, 500, 750, you know, 1,000-foot ships, you know, that, you know, of course, they have to have it, you know. So we look, and when you see, like, with George Thorogood or whatever the name of that big monster 1,000-footer is, or this year I missed the icebreakers. I really enjoyed it. Last year we went and watched the icebreaker come through, but I always watch that app. So if you're bored, we go in there and just sometimes just sit on the St. Clair and just sit on those benches in our Marine City and either one and sit and watch the ships come by. But that app is the same thing. But yeah, I'm surprised, you know, like you said, you got a 30-footer with the thing that reports that. So, you know, because I see a lot of little bitty boats. So you got to take a picture of your boat and post it on the Marine Tracker app. So when somebody sees you on their little app, they can say, oh, look at, you know, that's who owns that boat. So it'd be kind of cool. What else is that? You can do something else I was going to offer up. But, yeah, anyways, enjoy that. Oh, yeah, I know. You've probably got the red button hooked up, too, I'm sure. So she starts thinking, all you got to do is hit the red button, and she starts sending out beacons.